Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today Rabbi Schneider shows us how to have a supernatural mindset. We're called to worship God in spirit and in truth. But to do that properly, we need to be aware of more than just the natural realm. So today, Rabbi Schneider is helping us to get into a supernatural mindset as we work to glorify the Lord and to spread the good news of Jesus, our Messiah. If you've missed any of the messages in this series on experiencing the supernatural, you can catch up online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And right now, here's Rabbi Schneider, starting with a recap from yesterday.
Last time I was on this subject, I shared with you a story about a friend of mine, a daughter in the faith, that got in touch with me telling me she had a dream about me, and that in the dream, she observed that I was playing baseball and I was hitting major balls. I was hitting big hits. And she said, Father God was watching me as I was playing baseball, and He was filled with joy and delight and just so much enjoying me as I was going up to bat, hitting those balls. And she said what was so unusual about this dream that she had about me wasn't that Father was so pleased with how far I was hitting the ball, even though the balls were going far, but she said what the Father was really enjoying was just seeing me enjoy myself as I was hitting those balls. And as I shared with those of you that were with me last time, I really, when she shared that with me, it was like a brand new revelation to me that the Lord enjoys me. It was like so new to me. I never really got that before. I mean, I read scriptures that say the Lord delights over you, but honestly, they seem so far away to me in terms of me being able to actually receive that truth in my heart, I couldn't relate to him. But when she shared that dream with me, I said, you know, this is real. There's something to this, that somehow God is closer to me than I realized, that He delights in me more than I knew, that He even enjoys me, that He likes being with me, and that He gets pleasure when I'm enjoying myself in Him and doing things that are sanctified by Him. And so when she shared that dream with me, I thought about it quite a bit, but it was still kind of a long way away in terms of me being able to receive that in my heart. But as time went on and I meditated on the dream, I started realizing, you know, when I go to work, even today, for example, when I'm going about my business, you know, there's a lot of things that I have to do as CEO of Discovering the Jewish Jesus, a lot of things that I've got to put my hand to realize that God is with me when I'm putting my hand to all these things was something that I took for granted before, in a sense, by faith. But to realize not only is He with me, but He's delighting in me, taking pleasure in my work. He's enjoying me working for Him. He's enjoying me going about His business. He's enjoying me putting my hands to the plow for the kingdom. And as I said, the same is true for you, beloved. God enjoys you. When you're looking to live for Him, whether you're in your car singing to the worship song that you're playing, God literally enjoys you singing. And He enjoys it when you're enjoying yourself singing to Him. When you're on the phone speaking to a friend, trying to counsel a friend or reach out to a friend in the love of God, not only are you doing the Lord's work, but the Lord is actually enjoying you, getting pleasure of you doing His work for Him. Think about this. If you have a grandchild, or even if you know somebody that has a little child, don't you enjoy seeing that little child having fun? I mean, if you brought your child or your grandchild to the zoo and you saw that little child getting excited about the animals, getting excited about the zebra or the giraffe or the monkey, and they were so tickled by it, don't you get pleasure out of seeing that child excited about those things? Or what about when you discovered something that you really thought was great, like a new restaurant, and then you decided that you wanted to take a friend to the restaurant so that they could enjoy it? Didn't you get almost just as much pleasure when your friend enjoyed the restaurant for the first time as you got when you were there? See, in the same way that you get enjoyment when your child or grandchild experiences the zoo for the first time, Or the same way you get enjoyment when you introduce a friend of yours to a movie or to a restaurant or whatever it is, and you enjoy seeing them excited about it, so too, God gets enjoyment out of you having enjoyment. That's a hard thing for us to take in. But when you realize that God is with you and He enjoys you, when you realize that God is with you and enjoys you, it will bring a whole new revelation of the love of God and of fellowship and joy into your life. And this reality that I'm speaking of, it's supernatural. But unless we understand that the supernatural is all about love, and that the reason for the supernatural is that God wants to bring us into a greater revelation of His love, when we realize that, then we'll want the supernatural in our lives. Then we won't be looking to the supernatural just to experience the supernatural. When we realize that the purpose of the supernatural, the end to which it aims, is to bring us into a deeper revelation of God's love for us, we'll understand how the Word and the Spirit fit together like a glove. You see, again, God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, it's a kingdom of love. And God wants two things. He wants to love you, and He wants to be loved by you. Let me say it again. He wants to love you, so we have to open up and let Him in, because Jesus said He's standing at the door and knocking. He wants to love you. He wants you to receive that love, to let Him in, and He wants us to respond by loving Him back. And to enter into this, there's a dimension of feeling. There's a dimension of emotions. There's a dimension where this moves from our head to our heart. And so, again, the supernatural is designed that we would be able to take God's love and understand it in our heart in an, listen now, experiential way. For example, many of you were raised hearing the gospel your whole life and it meant nothing. It went off your back like water off a duck's back. But one day, supernaturally, the Spirit of the Lord broke in and personally revealed to you that God loved you, and everything changed. That's the purpose of the supernatural. Now, for those of you that are very cerebral in your walk with God, you know the Bible, some of you, you know correct doctrine, but you've been kind of close to the supernatural, or you haven't been open to the supernatural. And many Christians, or people that call themselves Christians, are like that. They think that all we have is the Bible and that there's nothing else. But no, we don't just have the Bible, we also have the Spirit. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and life." And so I want you to consider this. What would you think of a marriage where the husband and wife got married and they had an agreement? And the agreement was that, listen, this is going to be what your job is in our marriage, and this is what's going to be my job in the marriage. Maybe one person's job is they go out of the house and work, and the other person's job is they stay in the home or they take care of the kids. They divide and conquer. But then they also say, I'm going to be faithful to my job. You're going to be faithful to your job, but we're not going to touch each other. None of that mushy stuff. Don't touch me. I don't want any of that emotional stuff. We're going to do our job and we're going to make it to the end, but none of that emotional mushy stuff. I don't think any of us would think that that is an ideal for marriage, because everybody wants to feel love. And not only is that not the type of marriage that you or I would want, I know that many of you that are listening right now are struggling and feel that way to some degree, wishing there was more emotion and more love in your marriage. But none of us would want that for our marriage. Beloved, neither does God. We're the bride of Messiah. We're the bride of Christ. We're called into a marriage relationship with Him. And it's more than just working for God. God doesn't want us just to be faithful to work for Him. He doesn't want us to be faithful that I'm going to do my devotions in the morning. I'm going to do this. I'm going to tithe. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to do my thing. It's a good thing to give our lives to the Lord. But listen, it's not a substitute for loving Him. That's why Yeshua said to the church in Revelation chapter 2, He said, I know your hard work and your perseverance, He said, but I have this against you. You've left your first love. Listen to me. Oftentimes, unconsciously, because it's hard to feel God, and because we don't understand that we can enter into a supernatural dimension of really knowing His love for us individually, and personally and directly, because we don't have faith for that, and some of us don't even know it's available and real, instead what we do is we substitute loving God and knowing Him in His love, we substitute that for, listen, working for Him. We haven't entered into the love realm. We've substituted the love realm for the work realm. That's what Jesus was saying to the church in Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. I know your hard work. I know your perseverance. They were faithful. They were committed. He said, but you don't love me. You've lost your first love. You fell away from it. And some of you unconsciously have drifted into that place right now yourself. You've been faithful going to church. You've been faithful tithing and all that. But beloved, Jesus is looking for something more from you and I. He's wanting us to love Him. And the way that we're brought into a deeper encounter of being able to love Him is when we realize first how much He loves us. And the way that we realize how much He loves us is through the supernatural impartation and revelation that the Holy Spirit brings us. This is why we all need to be hungry for, beloved ones, the supernatural.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. We want you to know there are so many ways that you can watch and listen to Rabbi's programs. Online, you'll find us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. You can find resources like our television broadcast schedule, Rabbi's messages on your podcasting platform, YouTube content, devotionals, and much more. You can even follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Check out all these resources online today. When you give to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, it allows us to spend more time focusing on what really matters. And for us, that means getting God's word out to as many people as possible. And right now, at this very moment, there is someone who needs to hear Rabbi's practical biblical teaching. And your financial gift is what makes that possible. To donate, go online to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Now, to conclude today's message, here's Rabbi Schneider.
Now, how do we enter into a deeper atmosphere of the supernatural? You're sitting here now, you're saying, Rabbi, what you're telling me, I believe it. I feel it when you're talking. It's true. I can sense it. While you're talking, I feel it. So what do I do to enter into a deeper experience in the love of God to the supernatural? What can I do to kind of get from where I am now into this atmosphere that you're talking about? Well, the first step that we can take to bring ourselves into more of a supernatural experience is by putting ourselves in relationship or association with people that are more fully walking in the supernatural. And so, you see, relationships cross-pollinate. We can impart to others what we have. So, by reading books, by sitting under the teaching of the supernatural, by being in fellowship with people or churches that believe in the supernatural, those things will help you enter into the supernatural in a fuller way. You see, there's an element of impartation that takes place when we put ourselves in an atmosphere where the supernatural is happening. Secondly, beloved, we enter into a deeper realm of the supernatural by working on having a supernatural mindset. We have to believe that God wants to speak to us and reveal Himself to us supernaturally. That's why we should pay attention to our dreams at night, because oftentimes the Lord will speak to His children in dreams. Not every night, but it's a common way that the Lord will speak. And so I encourage all of God's children to have a dream journal. And when you feel the Lord has spoken to you at night in your sleep, to write the dream down. And if it's in the middle of the night, listen, don't overvalue sleep. Get out of your bed and write it down. You can always make up your sleep that you've lost, but you don't know when the Lord's going to speak to you again. So don't lose a dream. When you do receive a greater impartation of the supernatural, whether it's through association with a friend, whether it's through association with other believers that are living in a supernatural way more fully than you are, whether it's by placing yourself in a supernatural atmosphere, by becoming part of a congregation that's teaching and preaching on the supernatural, whether it's through reading books and literature on the supernatural, whether it's even when someone that is walking in the supernatural lays hands on you and prays for you, because the scripture teaches impartations come through the laying on of hands. But when you find yourself moving into a greater dimension of power through supernatural revelation, it will activate you. It will bring you out of passivity into a greater place of activation. You see, revelation produces faith. So one of the fruits of revelation is that it ignites us, it activates us, and revelation is supernatural. Let me say it again. Jesus said to Peter, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven," and that supernatural revelation that came from the Father to Peter activated Peter to place his faith in Jesus. It gave him momentum into the light. And the same thing happens with you and I. The more we move into God's supernatural presence, the more activated, the more alive we come by His Spirit. Let me say this again. Revelation produces faith. Hear that again. Revelation is a supernatural gift, and revelation produces faith. You may ask yourself, is this really for today? I mean, isn't the Bible enough? Paul said this in the book of Ephesians. He said, "I pray," so now I'm using the Word of God to show you the accuracy of what I'm saying. Paul prayed in the book of Ephesians, "I pray," he was asking Father to give to the church a spirit of wisdom and, listen now, revelation in the knowledge of Him. And then Paul prayed that we would know the love and the depth and the width of the love of God. And so supernatural revelation, which we should be asking for, will produce faith, and faith will activate us. I mean, something in us will stand up, a substance within us will arise, and we'll move forward. It will accelerate breakthrough for us. Supernatural revelation produces breakthrough. You might have taken all this time to get from here to here, and all of a sudden supernatural revelation comes, and all of a sudden you go, bam, in 3 days. Supernatural revelation that can be imparted to you will accelerate you so that when that supernatural light of God's Spirit hits you, you're propelled forward, and it produces transformation. We have to understand that Yeshua, who died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago, then was buried for our sins, and then rose again on the third day and was raised up to be seated at the Father's right hand. We have to understand, although Yeshua right now is at the Father's right hand in the heavens, the Holy Spirit is here on earth as the executor of what Jesus has done into our lives today. Jesus said, "I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to send you the Spirit. My Father will send you the Spirit in my name." The Holy Spirit is here on earth, beloved one, for you, taking the fruit of what Jesus accomplished for you on the cross and then rising again. The Holy Spirit is now taking what Jesus accomplished for you, purchasing you, and now He's applying Jesus and His power and life to you supernaturally. The Holy Spirit is now. Faith is now. God doesn't want us just to look to Him to do something in the future. He wants us to believe for Him to do something in the now. You see, beloved, hope is for the future. The coming of Jesus' return, that's a blessed hope. It's in the future. But faith is for the now. Faith takes the reality of that which Jesus has accomplished for us, and by faith, we can apply that to our life. We can bring it into our life so that we can experience it right now and right here in the land of the living while we're on the earth. But this takes faith in the supernatural. It takes an openness to the supernatural. And in Jesus' name, I speak over you an acceleration of supernatural revelation and experience in the love of God.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. Our Bible teacher is Rabbi Schneider, and I want to encourage you to keep listening because he'll be back shortly with a sacred blessing. And to learn more about this ministry, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And then to help you take your study of God's Word further on your own, we'd like to encourage you to explore all the resources and study tools that we have available there for you. And you'll find a free treasury of messianic content on our website that's designed to help you see the supernatural in a fresh way all across the pages of both the Old and the New Testaments. And you know, part of what makes this ministry unique is Rabbi's relationship with the Jewish people. He's a Jewish believer in Jesus, so he can reach people in ways that most of us can't. Scripture tells us that when the Jewish people return and say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," that Jesus will return. God is faithful to his plans and his purposes. But while we wait for Yeshua's return, he's called us to be his hands and his feet. So will you join with us this year as we take this daily teaching program to places that we've never been, throughout the world and Israel? We're willing to go, but we need your faithful prayers and we need your generous financial support to help us do it. Rabbi?
Thank you for tuning in today. Beloved, I've been praying that Father God would continue to subject me and that I would cooperate with his subjection and come under the blade of his word. The word is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. And it's ministered to us in the power of the Holy Spirit through Messiah Jesus. In order for this process to take place, I have to be willing to come under his authority. And when we come under his authority, it affects our disciplining of our thoughts, our attitude, our words, everything in life, including how we use our finances. I want to encourage you, surrender your finances to God, to Hashem, because we can't enter into the fullness of his presence without being surrendered to him in every area of our lives. If the Lord is blessing you and feeding you through this ministry, and you feel him urging you to make a donation to him through it, beloved, just be obedient.
To give a gift of any amount right now, call 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. And you can also give by texting the keyword Rabbi to the number 45777. Or if you're more tech savvy, give a gift online when you visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And as our way of saying thank you for your financial gift, we'll send you Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month, and it's available as a digital download. We'll also send you a copy of our latest newsletter. So please take the next step in your faith and transform your spiritual walk today by supporting this ministry with a gift of any amount. We're online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And now it's our tradition to close with a special blessing. And no message would be complete without hearing God's sacred and heartfelt words. Rabbi?
Blessings trump curses. And in the book of Numbers chapter 6, we find the ironic blessing that God commanded Moses' brother Aaron, the high priest, to speak over the children of Israel. There's power in blessing, beloved ones. So take part in receiving Father's blessing upon your life today.
Yavarechech Yahweh vayishmarecha. Ya'er Yahweh p'nav elecha v'hunecha. Yisa Yahweh p'nav elecha ve'asem lecha. Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with his countenance. And the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you, and shalom.
I'm Dustin Roberts, and on behalf of all of us here at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, thank you for joining us today. Be sure to come back next time when Rabbi Schneider shares more insightful teachings connecting the Old and New Testament. God bless you and Shalom.